Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, last week and this week, I've been sharing stories about our ministry here called Camp BIMI, Camp BIMI. And I've shared testimonies from those who've attended, and I enjoy doing this because I know all of them. I've been involved in Camp BIMI for many years now. Well, today, this is a testimonial from missionaries Daniel and Brianna Robbins, and it's called Decisions, Decisions, Decisions. And they say this season of life can be overwhelming. There's so many decisions and opportunities ahead, but time and money are limited. So how do you know what God really is calling you to pursue? Every believer is called to grow closer to Christ by reading God's Word and praying daily and sharing the gospel. And some of us have learned that Sunday school song that we used to sing, read your Bible, pray every day and you'll grow, grow, grow. But where do we go from there? The Great Commission given in Matthew 28 and other places isn't just for missionaries. It's for all of us. What's unique is how God calls each person to live that out. For example, Daniel sensed God's call to mission as a teenager, but he didn't know where. Then a family member's interest in Japan sparked his curiosity, and he started researching and realized just how great the spiritual need is there. Located in the 1040 window, Japan is an unreached nation where many people have never heard the gospel of Christ. That burden grew stronger when Daniel went on a mission trip and saw the need firsthand. And looking back, it's clear that God was greatly connecting the dots along the way. And God showed Daniel how he should serve one decision at a time. Well, Brianna's story was different. She came to Christ later in life, searching for direction and fulfillment in whatever caught her attention, but none of it truly satisfied because Christ was missing. When she surrendered her life to Him and she laid everything down and waited for God to make His purpose clear, Brianna knew she was called to share the gospel, but she didn't know how. But over time, God revealed it through a lifelong interest in learning Japanese and countless opportunities to build meaningful relationships with people in Japan. And our separate decisions to join a BIMI Connect trip brought us together and eventually to marriage. And our choice to attend Camp BIMI deepened our understanding of missions. As we sought the Lord in prayer and godly counsel, each decision brought greater clarity and new blessing. And God has uniquely equipped each of us with interests and talents and circumstances to reach other people that others can't. That might be through our job, our passions, or the people we cross paths with every day. But God knew each of us before our own mothers got a chance to meet us. And His plans for our lives were already in place. And aren't you glad for that? Well, God has placed you exactly where you are to bring glory in a way that only you can, but through His divine enablement. Psalm 73, verse 28 reminds us to draw close to God and learn to trust Him first. When we trust Him and keep Him central in our decisions, He promises to guide our steps. So keep reading your Bible. Keep praying. And don't ignore your interests that God has placed in your heart. When you follow Him one decision at a time, you'll never regret where He leads you. And we look forward to where God will take us next. And by the way, this couple now are BIMI missionaries on deputation headed to Japan.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.